Peace and welcome to Family Worship Radio. I'm your host, Lee Dodd. Today we will begin looking at Proverbs chapter 3, and I will read verses 1 through 4 now. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace, they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. What a wonderful text now introduces Proverbs chapter 3 to us. This is one of my favorite chapters, containing some of my favorite proverbs in the entire book, so I'm excited to begin Proverbs chapter 3 today. I want to focus on a couple of statements here in the first four verses, and the first statement is found in verse 1. Where Solomon, speaking to his son, pleads with him, saying, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. And there's a curious word here, forget. I want to make it very clear that this is not like forgetting to do chores, or forgetting a certain appointment, or forgetting a birthday or an anniversary. This is a willful forgetting on behalf of one who has been instructed, in this case, Solomon's son. So when he says, my son, do not forget my teaching, he is saying, son, do not willfully reject it. Do not turn a deaf ear to my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. I cannot help but think of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6, who says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. This is a remarkable call to all who hear God's wisdom to embrace it, not to willfully forget it or reject it or set it aside, as though there's some better option available. Children hearing this today, do not willfully forget, do not reject the teaching of your mother and father, but listen to it and embrace it as the life-giving truth and wisdom that it is. There will never be an instructed son or daughter that can stand before Jesus Christ on the day of judgment and say, well, I just forgot. No, it is a willful forgetting. The second comment that I want to make on the text is something that I parallel to a statement of Luke in the New Testament, and that's found in verse 4. Again, more of the benefits of receiving wisdom and treasuring up commandments in our heart. Verse 4 says, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. And if you remember, in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, we read of Jesus, the Son of God, who increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. You see, Jesus Christ is the very best example of a young child who, when instructed by his mother and father, stored up their commandments in the heart. Jesus was obedient. Jesus was receptive to all of God's truth and the instruction he received from mom and dad, and Jesus perfectly walked in it, never forgetting, never willfully rejecting, never setting it aside for some other option, but always walking perfectly in the wisdom of God as he had been instructed both by his mother and father and by the scripture themselves. So if you want a great example to mimic, to imitate, to follow after children, the great example is Jesus Christ, who grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. And so can you. So here's the question. Are you imitating Jesus Christ, who grew in these things himself, the 33 years of his earthly life? Are you embracing mom and dad's wisdom and correction and instruction? Are you treasuring up these things in your heart, or are you rejecting them? Do they make you angry? Are you rebelling against them? Please consider these things as we continue to study through Proverbs together. That concludes our study for today. Thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. God bless you.